Thinking Real Estate, Laura Dwyer Schlechtke, and I believe Bill Schlechtke.
Well, actually, not today. I've got Jackie. And I would be remiss if I didn't give my condolences to the radio station and the families of everybody, because everybody was so close with Jamie. But let's think happy thoughts, and let's think about Christmas. So Jackie and I wanted to talk about Artitude. Did you know we're doing Artitude this year?
You know, I heard that last week.
Oh, yeah, I might have said something. Right. But it was a long week, as you well know.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, we are open. We opened on Friday the 20th. You know, this year we ended up closing the Orange Peacock Gallery. And who knows, it may reopen, but at this moment in time, there are no plans to do that. And I was, you know, having art withdrawals, so I felt compelled to do a pop-up holiday market. And so I thought Jackie and I would talk about that.
Okay.
And how important shopping local is, especially this year. Shopping local is huge.
Yeah, probably a couple months ago, there was a CDC, I think it was CDC, put out a recommendations of how to stay safe in COVID. And one of the recommendations was shop online. And that's just so devastating to local businesses. And
Jackie, we're having trouble hearing you.
All right, I'll try to talk louder.
Thank
you. Needed to move.
Closer. I'm just so soft-spoken, you know. I'm not like my mother.
Yeah, she does not take after her mother. We complement each other.
Yeah, so shopping online is very, very hard on local businesses, and in this time that we've had this year, it's probably more important than ever to shop local. So.
And I know you guys, the radio station's running a shop local promotion.
Yes, we are.
Yep. What is it? $2,500? You just, somebody has to text their receipt.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash.
Well, $2,500. When are they drawing that?
Oh, you keep listening and you'll find out.
Oh, okay. All right. In other words, you're not quite sure either. Well, you know, that's good, though. Keep listening. We're trying to pull together a promotion that's running in the city, and I haven't pulled it together yet, so I won't say anything more than that. But because if I don't pull it off, then I won't look so bad. But anyhow, so the gallery opened on Friday, and we have 15 or so artists in there with everything from sculptures. We have some really cool sculptures to down all the way down to jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So and every price point.
Yeah, I feel like we did a pretty good job of hitting a good variety of products and options for you and price points as well. So whether you're looking for your boss or family members, something like that, we probably have something for them.
We've got some of our longtime artists with us, like John Blank has been in every one of our Artitude pop-up galleries. So I think this is the sixth year?
Well, we started in 2014, and we didn't do it last year. But other than that, we've been pretty consistent.
So. Yeah, and John has been at all of them, and he does acrylic paintings. I'm going to have him paint. He also paints pictures of your animals. I know he does dogs. I don't know if I assume he does cats, because I think he's got a cat picture there now.
I guess,
but
if you can get your cat to sit long enough for a photo.
Yeah. He does it from a photo, and he did a picture of Bill's favorite dog. Don't tell the other two. And so I'm going to have him do my Great Dane and the baby Springer Spaniel. So as a gift. But don't tell Bill, because I might give it to him. Or I might give it to myself. And then I think Jeanette Woodard's been there.
I think Jeanette's been with us every year as
every
well.
Every year, too. And so. She does choose glass and has she has plates and trinkets and does a nice job, and they're very colorful. And Sarah Mullen may have been. She's been there often.
Yeah, she's been with us most years. I'm not sure if she was there the first year, but Sarah's really fun because she uses antique buttons to make multimedia paintings. So she'll take a piece of canvas and make a piece of art out of antique buttons. And she's mostly
Michigan.
Doing Michigan, like the shape of the state of Michigan, which is really cool. And so we've got lots of those down there and some others that are not Michigan-based. So they're good for people that maybe live out of state or something like that. But who else has been here for a while?
We have Steampunk Eddie. You know him, don't you, Greg?
Yes, I do.
He's got, he along with Steve Sales have got some metal sculptures down there. I think everything Steve has is big.
Yeah,
I want to say it's big. He's got some really kick, I can't say the naughty word. He's got some beautiful fish, large scale fish, and I know he'd make them into gates or whatever, but they're not bad in price. And then of course Steampunk's got a variety of stuff from big to small. He makes handrails too. He's got a sample of one down there. It's got a really cool flag, so if you're looking for an unusual piece of art to give one of our veterans who we just celebrated this month, like we do every year, something cool, he's got a really cool flag.
They've also brought in with them a blacksmith this year, which I was super excited about because I've always wanted to have a blacksmith at Artitude, and his name's Larry Kerrigan. He's from the Rives Junction area. He's got all kinds of really cool, he has lots of little stuff. So in that booth of metal, he is, he's got a bunch of little hooks and letter openers, wine racks, trivets for your kitchen, all kinds of cool stuff. So that booth or that section of the gallery is really, really cool.
Any,
and then we have
any Christmas stuff? Any Christmas stuff?
Well, let's see. I think there's a gal who's doing sea glass jewelry, and I think she's got some ornaments.
Yep, Sarah has some ornaments, too. We've got a few artists with some ornaments, and...
But not too many.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Nancy Backus, who does recycled glass work, and she made these really cool angels, and she's got one that's probably about 2 or 3 feet tall with these really cool stained glass wings.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Very
you have
creative.
To come and see it.
but yeah, that we I had one gal who was gonna sign up and does only ornaments, but she never followed through. And I would love for her to follow through. We do have some space available in the gallery for the rest of the show. It goes through December 24th, and we do have they can come in by the day or a couple days and weekends,
yep.
Things like that.
Yeah.
But we've got painted glass somewhere and jewelry. We've got watercolor paintings by Barry Bowman. Alvisaris has some copper work vases and some small table sculptures. Lindsay Thomas takes recycled stuff and makes art, and there's some really cool. She takes license plates and cuts them up and makes signs, and she's got a really cool peace sign made out of bottle tops.
Yes, bottle caps, which is cool.
And then a couple artists doing Courtney Throwbridge and Barry Bowman are both doing acrylic pouring art, which is very interesting, and they've done it in coasters and paintings and on trays and I think
and jewelry.
Jewelry and Barry's bringing in some furniture, I think. So, and then Lorraine Keel of Angelic Designs does glass beaded jewelry, and she's got some she's got some really cool roach clips, Greg.
Great.
I didn't know what they were, but
I had no clue what they were.
One of the other artists told me.
Yeah, right.
I didn't, and he had to tell me what they were, and they are so cool. I was going to ask her when I saw her what they were, so now
you know.
That's for that hard-to-buy-for person. You can come down and buy him a beautiful roach clip.
Happy holidays. Here's the roach clip.
Yeah.
I know, isn't that funny? But then we have animal plants, spirit glasses, glass bowls, origami animals, coasters, candlesticks, walking sticks, bow ties. We have some Roy Hayes shoes. They come in 13 different colors, and they go from men's size 4 up to men's size 13, and women's size 6 up to women's size 15, believe it or not.
I think you might have that backwards, but anyway, there are lots of sizes.
Yeah. And we have Gilbert, we have memorabilia from Gilbert's down there. We have the Tiffany lights. You remember those, don't you, Greg?
I do. Yeah.
So we have their Tiffany lights for sale. And most of them are in really nice shape, and they're $350 a piece. Or there's a couple that have flaws in them, and those are at $250. We've got some photos that were in the restaurant. Gilbert's restaurant, and then the salad bowls. You remember those salad bowls, that those metal pewter ones?
No.
You never ate salad. You probably had steak every time. Well, you got to get a salad with that steak, though. Anyhow, those salad bowls that they serve their salads in, obviously. We have those, and those are great little gifts to give to someone. And then we have Brightwell's merchandise. I don't know how we got the Brightwell's merchandise, but we do.
Well, the other thing we have is the mini, the community mural from Brightwell's that's in our space, so people can come down and take a look at that. We had people from all over the all over town give us small 6x6 tiles, and we created a big, huge mural out of that. And so if you did that, you can come down and check it out and have fun.
And then we do free gift wrapping, and we are trying to put up a tunnel of light, do some fun things like a tunnel of light on the inside, but I keep getting stumbling blocks on that, so maybe by the next show I'll know if it's up. And then we're going to have a stand-up Santa, so you can at least come and take your photo with Santa Claus, because I know you're missing that this year, aren't you, Greg?
So far.
Social distancing. But we're requiring masks be worn, and we have sanitizer stations, and social distancing is really easy to do. So don't fear about coming down and shop, because it's a big space. It's at the old Vermeulen's building on the first floor of the entire building, and it is very spacious, and I don't think I've noticed any issues with social distancing, and everybody's been very polite and wearing their masks, no problems so far.
What are your hours going to be?
So we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7, and Sundays, 11 to 4. So Mondays are the only days we're not open, and we would do by appointment if somebody really doesn't feel comfortable coming in when other people are there. So just give us a call. The number is 517-782-7011, or you can visit our website, artitudejackson.com, to get that information or to get a hold of us. So lots going on, and this weekend is Shop Small Saturday, which typically the downtown would be doing a ton of events for, but because of COVID, we've kind of reduced the events or canceled the events, but we still want people to come out and shop and have a good time and support local businesses.
And I saw that besides what the radio station is so generously doing, the symphony has got a pop-up going on Saturday. I don't know the details, but I know the symphony building, I saw that. And then Ella Sharp Museum is doing a pop-up for the artwork that their little classes have done on Saturday. So this Saturday will be a busy, a lot of opportunities for people to shop local. And I can't emphasize how important that is. There's people who have invested a lot of money into their stores. And we have that new dress shop downtown. What's the name of it?
Apricot Lane.
Apricot Lane. Sorry, I couldn't remember it. And we just don't want to see these stores go away, because they make a difference in our community, and they make our community more valuable and attractive. We are going to try and do, waiting for, what's this, Tiki Sam's Pizza to get his food truck fixed, which is going to be done here pretty soon. And when it's done, we're going to do a winter fest in the parking lot,
more of a pizza party in the parking lot.
Pizza party in the parking lot with a fire pit and pizza, and people can do social distancing outside and enjoy hopefully snow at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you're waiting for the snow.
I will say though that when you do come out, please be respectful of the businesses. Some of those small businesses are the space that they're in is a lot smaller than what we're in. And so they do have to monitor the number of people that come in, and they may have to be careful with, you know, letting people in the store a couple at a time versus, you know, everybody being crowded in. So
especially Saturday during small business.
Yeah, so I would just say one thing is remember, we want you to come out and shop, but remember that these small businesses are doing the best they can.
Yeah, and stay safe.
Yeah.
So if you want more information, you can go to artitudejackson.com for more information on
artitudejackson.com.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yep.
Hey, thanks, ladies.
Okay, and remember, we do sell real estate for a living, and please call me if you want to buy or sell, because if you're buying or selling, you should be thinking real estate. Laura Schlechte, 780-3800.